Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. Food production in pursuit of food sovereignty is becoming a priority for the Camagüey Territorial Grain Station in charge of validating rice varieties in Cuba. According to a report published by the website of the Adelante newspaper, the project is directly advised by specialists from Vietnam who already have experience in programs with Cuba to develop this crop in provinces such as Santo Espíritu, Pinar del Río, Granma, and Havana. For almost 5 years, Vietnam has increased its support for Cuba in the development of the rice agro-industry, focusing on guaranteeing food security. The ambassador of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, Ma Chol-soo, assured Wednesday that Cuba will always count on his country's solidarity in confronting the U.S. blockade. During an activity for the 81st anniversary of Kim Jong-il's birthday, the Korean diplomat expressed his confidence in the victory of the Caribbean nation in the face of Washington's economic war and the triumph of the island in the defense of its socialism with the strength of unity and creative resistance. He specified that the relations between the two countries are assets and patrimonies that are developed through their parties and governments. Cuba thanked Russia for donating 25,000 tons of wheat in the context of the global food crisis and the attempts led by the United States to suffocate the economy of both nations. Expressing the gratitude of the Cuban government and people for this gesture, the First Deputy Minister of the Ministry of Foreign Trade, Ana Teresita González, recalled the multiple actions of this type carried out by the Slavic country in complex moments of COVID-19 and the aftermath of recent climate events on the island. She described as invaluable the help of the Russian government and people, which shows that solidarity is the only way to face the reality imposed on our countries. U.S. activist and general coordinator of the Atue Project, Gloria Larriva, visited Radio Havana to deliver a solidarity donation to the station's English department. Accompanied by U.S. students and members of the group, the activists thanked for the opportunity to support, with their modest efforts, the work of the radio station's workers, which he described as the voice of the revolution and the truth. The Atue Project appeals to the goodwill of the citizens of the United States and the world to help Cuba in any way possible, either with monetary contributions or by obtaining donations from pharmaceutical suppliers and medical personnel. Prime Minister Bruno Rodriguez reiterated Cuba's gratitude to the heads of governments of the Caribbean Community, CARICOM, for their continued rejection of the U.S. blockade against this nation. Our sincere gratitude for their support and renewed call for the lifting of the unjust economic, commercial, and financial blockade against the people and government of Cuba, the top Cuban diplomat wrote on Twitter. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio, looking forward to meeting again next Monday.